The tobacco companies knew nicotine was an addictive drug, yet they told Congress,
I believe nicotine is not addictive.
You see the same small group of people that the tobacco industry used working on all kinds of other issues.
Dioxins, pesticides, chemicals in general, I mean, there's no evidence.
Catastrophic global warming is a hoax.
There's no scientific consensus.
You go up against a scientist, most of them are very hard to understand and very boring.
Okay, here's the deal. Persuasive documentaries are challenging because it's hard not to become a puppet of your own agenda. Here's where the otherwise clever and pointed film, Merchants of Doubt, suffers. The movie examines the techniques the tobacco industry used to obfuscate the truth and the effects of smoking for decades, then applies it to how the oil companies are playing the same game with the climate change debate. The first half of the film is quite damning and powerful, pulling the curtain back on the real purpose of misinformation, which is affecting the legislation. However, the film stumbles in the last half, playing a little fast and loose with some facts and the overall timeline to cast some doubts on itself. Not actually engaging into a debate about climate change, Merchants of Doubt rather points fingers at the opposing side. In the end, it resorts to panicky claims that it poo-poos earlier in the film and ultimately offers no viable solution to the problem, making it fail to rise above other documentaries about similar subject matter. Merchants of Doubt gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.